How Did All This Happen? My Story. Written and read by John Bishop. Hello, I'm John Bishop, and I have to say to you, first of all, thank you for purchasing this audiobook. I also have to say to you, well done for listening to it wherever you are. I've recorded this in a small studio in Manchester, and it's boiling. It's the summer, it's roasting, it's a sweatbox. So wherever you're listening to this, smells a lot better than where I am currently speaking from. I also want to apologise to anyone who's listening to this and expecting some quality acting. There are parts during this story where I drift into another accent. If you're listening to those accents, in fact, if you're one of the people whom I am trying to mimic, I apologise profusely. If you are at any stage listening to this audio book and you suddenly think, what's happened? I haven't suddenly started having a filling. I haven't started to eat while I'm reading. That's me trying to speak with a different accent. Enjoy the book. I hope you... See, that's it. See, I've even ran out of words now. All I've got to do is introduce the bloody thing. I've got not left to say because every word I know, I've already said. You'll hear it now. Have a good time.
Forward.
I looked around the dressing room and all I could see were legends. There were jokes and shared banter between people who had won European Cups, FA Cups, league titles, international caps, men who were known to be part of the football elite. The home dressing room at Anfield Football Stadium is smaller and more basic than you would imagine. It could easily pass for a changing room in any sport all across the country. Yet few dressing rooms have been the birthplace of so many hopes and dreams. Few dressing rooms have felt the vibration of the home crowd roaring you'll never walk alone in order to inspire those within to prepare for battle. And few dressing rooms have ever held the mystique of this one and been the place where millions of people will want to be a fly on the wall. I was one of those millions of people, but I was not a fly on the wall. I was a member of a squad who was about to find out if he had been selected to play. Kenny Dalglish stood, about to read out the team sheet. So this is what it felt like to be sitting in the home dressing room at Anfield, waiting to hear if you'd been selected. All of my dreams rested on the next few moments as King Kenny read out the team. I was substitute. I'd expected to be substitute, surrounded by such legends as Alan Hansen, Gary McAllister, Jamie Redknapp, Steve McManaman, Ian Rush, Ronnie Whelan, Jan Mobley, John Aldridge, John Barnes, and Kenny Dalglish himself. I had never expected to be part of the starting lineup, but at least I was putting a kit on. The magical Liverpool red. I was going to walk down the famous tunnel and touch the sacred sign that declares to all the players before they walk out onto the pitch, this is Anfield. It had been placed there by the legendary manager, Bill Shankly, as a way of gaining a psychological advantage over the opposition, a way of letting them know there is no turning back. Having first been brought to the ground by my dad as a small boy, I had always fixated that one day I would make that famous walk. As a child, a football stadium was a place where men shared their passions, their ambitions and their dreams with those who played for them on the pitch. You could tell within the confines of a football ground the stoicism that reflected how most working class men approach their lives was left at the turnstile. Football was a place where you could scream, jump for joy, sing along with strangers, slump in frustration and hold back tears of joy or pain. Anfield to me was the cathedral through which I could pass to heaven because I knew if I could be a success there, then nothing on earth could beat it. Within a few minutes, I was going to touch that sign, as home players do for good luck, and warm up in front of the famous cop. And there was a chance, a very real chance, that I was going to get to play in the game itself. This would be my debut at Anfield, something I had dreamed of since I was a boy. I was 42 years of age. The match was a charity game between ex-players of Liverpool and UK celebrities versus the rest of the world team that included ex-professionals and international celebrities. The game was in aid of the Marina Dalglish appeal and the Hillsborough...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?